Hey, I'm excited about today's teaching. Can you tell? Can you tell? My name is Lena, and this is Morning Minutes, episode 34. Today, we're in John 8, 39 through 47. I call today's teaching, What You Need to Know About the Devil. We don't like to think about the devil a lot, but we, if you're a Christian, know that he attacks us in a lot of ways, and it's important for us to understand a little bit about the way that he does that. And so today, Jesus teaches us some things about him. Let me read the verses. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did. They said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. And I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he's a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Wow. I mean, you guys, the people who walk around thinking that Christians ought to behave like Christ and just be always like lovey-dovey, accept everyone, and, you know, be everything is okay, you do your thing, I do my thing, we're Christians, let's hug. They have missed the words of Jesus. Imagine sitting with someone looking at you in the eye and going, you are of your father, the devil. And Jesus is so direct in this section. He says there's only two fathers. There's Father God, the light. There's Abba Father. That is who Jesus claims was his father. And then there's the devil. That's it. There's light and darkness, good and evil. There's slaves of sin or freedom in Christ. And you need to understand some things about the devil, because this is the first time we hear this direct reference to it in the gospel to him in the Gospel of John. And here's what we glean. Number one, Satan is a liar and hates the truth. If Satan's moving his mouth, my old pastor used to say, he's lying. Satan is a liar and hates the truth. So the way you know if he's lying, he's moving his mouth. And if you want to know if he's lying, just watch his mouth. If it's moving, then he's speaking lies. And many of us are living under the control of the lies that Satan is speaking into our minds and into our lives. And the reason that we believe his lies is because we're not filling our minds and our hearts with the word of truth, the word of God. And so there's room for him to attack us in our minds. And so there are only really two choices. We either believe the lies that Satan is throwing our way or the truth. So whenever you hear something about yourself, like for instance, I go around sometimes thinking I'm a loser, which I know sounds crazy, but I'll get in these modes of negativity. I'll call my mom and be like, Mom, I feel like such a loser. And sometimes it's because I'm not bearing fruits that I think I should be bearing and not getting the results in ministry that I should be getting. And when you hear that sentence, I am a loser, now you go, is this from God? Is there anything in the Word of God that talks about his children being losers? There's not one thing, not one iota of that. There's, on the contrary, the opposite. There's God's Word saying you are under no condemnation. You are free. You have abundant life. You are loved by God. You have an eternity with God. And you start thinking about the things that God has said about you. You are a daughter of the King. You are beloved by God. And on and on and on. You are more than a conqueror. And you go, man, there's no language of being a loser. Therefore, if you're believing that and you weigh it against God's Word, and it turns out it's a lie. Who gives lies? Satan gives lies. And so what lie are you believing about your life and your marriage and your job and your future today? You tell yourself, man, I can never change. That's not God's language of truth. The language of the Bible is a language of transformation. God came to change us, to turn us upside down, to help us to put off the old and put on the new. And so Satan is a liar and hates the truth. And he constantly wants you to believe the lies that he throws at you. And the only way to fight them is by looking at the word of God, the truth. Now, there are some things that you might be doing that you shouldn't be doing. Well, God's word will put a light on your heart and show you so that you can confess those things and turn back to the truth. Failure to believe in Christ is from Satan. If you don't believe Christ today, that's from Satan. So Satan is a liar and hates the truth. Number two, Satan hates you and wants to keep you from the truth. Listen, he hates Christians and he hates people who are interested in Christ and are trying to find out more about Jesus. And he's trying to blind you. He blinds you with tradition. Well, we've always done it this way. Well, this is what my church teaches, and this is what my family and culture want. And Satan will blind you with tradition. He will distract you with discussion. You get on the Twitter and you will see threads of article after article of nonsense, people debating nonsense. And it's a plot, I believe, of Satan to keep us away from the Word of God, to keep us distracted so we have no time for the Word of God. Satan will derail you with opinions. Well, he thinks that, and she said that, and what about this pastor and that pastor, and look at his moral failures, and these are opinions, and these are the nonsense. You stop looking at that, and you plant your feet firmly on the Word of God. Satan hates you and wants to keep you from the truth. He'll do it through wasting your time so that you have no more time in the morning to spend with God. He'll defeat you with lies. He wants you to believe that you're okay because you're good enough. Listen, none of us is good enough to get saved on our own. We need a savior. He wants you to believe that you're okay and everyone else is wrong, and you're wrong. You've got to admit you've got a problem in order to be humble enough to admit that you need a savior. And he wants you to believe that you're okay because of your lineage. And listen, he'll do anything to get you away from the truth of God and his word. And thirdly, Satan's darkness. Here's the good news. Satan's darkness will never overcome Christ's light. No darkness can stand a chance against the light of Jesus Christ. The moment you put your faith in Christ, Satan's lies are defeated. You can live in the truth of who Christ says you are, of what Christ has promised you in your life. Daily put your trust in Christ to silence the enemy's lies. Daily put your trust in Jesus in order to silence the enemy's lies. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Saturate your soul with the truth of what God has promised you and who God has said you are. You just keep your eyes focused on the Lord and listen. No power of the evil one can stand against you. That's a promise. Hey, it's an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Make it your goal to rejoice in the Lord today. You got it. Good, guys. And it's because of the light of Christ. Hey, I love you guys. I'll catch you again tomorrow.